hear very well. What did you say about that?
He's getting deaf. Hard of hearing.
And here's a person who has been out playing golf.
Yes.
Like your husband. Say, well, I'll bet he, thinking about fire and all, I'll bet he...
It's really burned up.
Sweat a lot today?
Yes, sweat a lot. He really sweat.
Now, if you're talking about something that's gone, and somebody's inquiring about it, say, well, I didn't take it. I'll bet that he...
He took it.
How are we doing? Oh, pretty well here. Now what do you call... I've heard more than one term myself, and of course I don't know all the terms used in the country, but for a sore that is a big thing that's begun to discharge a little bit, what do you call that on a neck or somewhere?
A boil.
Ever hear it called anything else?
Carbuncle. Sometimes it develops into a carbuncle.
Now, so a carbuncle is an extension of a boil? Is it something worse than a boil?
Worse. What's worse? As many heads.
Oh, that's the distinction. The number of heads.
Now they say it's a virus.
Uh-huh. What do you call the material coming out of it?
Pus.
Uh-huh. And if somebody has been cut, you say he's got a...
bad cut.
Uh-huh. Or say that it's worse than that. He's out hunting and the gun accidentally discharged and he had a deep something in his chest. What would you call that? Not a deep cut, but...
A burn. A hole. If it's a bullet went in,
yeah.
Be a hole in your chest.
A hole, but a general word for such things would be...
A gunshot wound.
Uh-huh. Now, when you've had some kind of wound and it's begun to heal,
mm-hmm.
but it hasn't done so well, it's kind of crusty, what do you call that?
Scabbed over.
You call that, right. If it hasn't done so well, you call that trout?
Oh, flesh.
Is that what you...
Yes.
What you call it?
Yes, you do.
Mm-hmm. If somebody has passed away, but you didn't know very much about the illness, you'd say, well, now really, I don't know what he...
died of.
And the place, we were talking about this a while ago, where people are buried, what was it you were talking about out here on the highway here? 65. I came past a couple of places.
Oh, the two cemeteries. Cemetery.
Uh-huh. And what people are buried in?
Graves.
And the specific enclosure structure.
Caskets.
Did your mother call them coffins? Or do you remember?
I think they probably did back in those days. Yes, I've heard coffins, but I don't think you hear that now, do you?
No, I don't. I don't hear it. When somebody has passed away in a family, and people are in that period of sadness and loss, if you speak of them being in...
mourning.
If somebody seems to be a little anxious and you're trying to give them reassurance, say, now, don't you
worry.